Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for your divine presence. Thank you for your anointing that destroys the yoke. Thank you for another opportunity to be in your presence. For in your presence, there is fullness of joy. And at your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Thank you so very much for your awesome presence here. And we know that joy has come. We know that bondages are broken through the power in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, please continue to help us even as we worship God. In Jesus' name we pray. Give seven people a hard high five and say, your joy has started. Your joy has started. Oh, God. Please help me. Please help me. Help me. Put your hands together for the choir and for the band. Incredible people, incredible people. God will continue to keep you. God will continue to preserve you. Your joy will be full. I welcome you here in church and those of our online community. We want to say happy first Sunday of the sixth month of this year. The first Sunday of every month, we just avail ourselves the opportunity to sing, praise, worship God in other dialects. And that's why you've heard the different languages being used to praise God. But one thing is sure, that God understands all languages. Okay? Yes, he does. He does. For this Thanksgiving service, I'll be taking my Bible reading from a very familiar scripture that you have read over and over and over. And the irony of this verse is that the more we read this verse, the more we have more questions than answers. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. It says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Concerning who? Concerning who? Concerning who? Concerning you and concerning me. Before we commence in our dancing and rejoicing and thanking God, I just want to crave your indulgence to please listen to the few words that I'm going to speak through the Holy Spirit. And the title of this morning's message is, Your Will Be Done. Brethren, whether you accept it or not, the will of God is the best thing that can happen to a child of God. Jesus Christ demonstrated this in Matthew 26 and verse 42 when he said, Father, not as I will, because my will is not to go to the cross, but not as I will, but let thine will, let your will be done. If you will be truthful to yourself, it comes a time whereby you just want to have your way. But the greatest statement that any child of God can make in the face of adversities, in the face of perplexities, in the face of confusion and hopelessness, is to look up and say, Father, not as I will, but let your will be done. Because it is one thing to know the will of God. It's a different ball game altogether to yield to his will. Therefore, Church of God, in all your desires, in all your aspirations, and the goals that you have set for yourself, please let God's will be sorted for. What do you want me to do in this situation? Proverbs 14 and verse 12. Proverbs 14 verse 12, it says, there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Brethren, trust God with your future. Commit your desires to him and let his will be done. The reason? Because he is the Alpha, he is the Omega. Because he knows all the bends and all the turns in the way you journey through life. And of course, his will for you, his plans for you are the very best. As you journey through life as a Christian, you must acknowledge the supremacy of God. That he has a rightful reserve of authority to do what he wants to do with your life. You must get to the point of realizing the supremacy of God, that he reserves the right to do what he wants to do with your life. Your will be done. The reason? Because you are not of your own as a Christian. Your ways are not your ways anymore. Your ways should be his ways. What he wants for you should be the ultimate. The finality of your life, of your thoughts and your goals should be that what he wants done should be done. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. The day I gave my heart to Jesus, I ceased to be the director of my life. Like I told you, if they had told me 47 years ago, by the way, I became born again 47 years ago, and I became a member and a worker of this church 42 years ago. You got it right last Sunday. You got it wrong last Sunday. Okay. If they had told me, fresh from Calcutta Republic, that I was going to be a pastor, I could have just gone back to the chief priest and say, I'm back. Who wants to be a pastor? But not what I want to be, but what he has destined me to be. If you only know what he has done through me as a pastor to the destinies of people, I always want to thank him, even though it was not easy and still not easy to be a pastor of people like you. Oh, sorry. What I mean to say, to be a pastor of people that have their will is not easy. But God is using me to groom people that even though he slays them, they are still saying Jesus is Lord. I still know you. You are dancing and rejoicing, and yet you have pains inside of you. That is what God wants. He wants you to acknowledge his majesty. That he can do what he wants to do with you. Look at your neighbor and say, please permit God to do what he wants to do with you. Because let your will be done is a language of total surrender. Let your will be done is an act of faith in God. And concerning God, everything is about faith. Do you know that to be born again is an act of faith? Do you know to say Jesus is Lord is an act of faith? To say that the chastisement of my peace was upon him and by his stripes I am healed is an act of faith, bro. At times, the more you proclaim, by his stripes I'm healed, the more the pains we say, ah, you're joking. I've been there, sir. I've been there, sir. I've been there, ma. It's an act of faith that 2023 is my year of divine increase. Ah. Somebody asked during the Bible study, I said, this divine increase of thing, what is it about? I said, it's an act of faith. It's an act of faith. Have you seen Jesus before? No. Have you seen God before? No. Have you seen heaven before? No. Have you been to hell before? No. Will you go to hell?
No.
Why? Faith. I'm not going to hell. And that's what that psalmist said. When the doctors told him he was going to die, he said, I shall not die, but live to declare the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. It is an act of faith. Everything about God is the act of faith. Hebrews 11 verse 6. He said to him that believeth. That's what he says. To him that believeth. You must believe. It is that God is. And he is the recorder and rewarder. Because it is impossible. You cannot do it. To please him without faith. You can't do it. It's not doable. It's not possible. And you are expressing and exercising faith every day. Shall we rise? Shall we rise, everybody? Give the Lord a big clap. Amen, somebody. Be seated. Look at them. Act of faith. Nobody check that chair. You just pounce on it. The reason you believe the chair can carry you, and it will carry you. Yield your life to God, he will carry you. Yield your destiny to God, he will carry you. Let your will be done. The will of God is the best thing that can happen to any child of God. Don't struggle with him. Because he has a better plan for you. Your will be done, Lord. Do you know, sir? Just as there is the will of God, there is also the will of man. Both the will of God and the will of man, it is called and referred to as willpower. Willpower. The will of man is the ability to demonstrate and act independently on what you want to do. Do you know, sir? Nobody can force you to church. You understand what I'm saying? You decided with your own willpower that today I'm going to be in church. You did not just wake up and say, hey, heaven's glorious, somebody say. No, you made up your mind. You dressed up and say you are going to heaven's glorious embassy. That's why you are here today. And those of you who have made up your minds, COVID or no COVID, home church is my church. You know there is homeschooling. There is also what? Home churching. Churching. Yeah, there's a word like that, right? Either way, God is going to bless you. So the willpower of man is to say, listen, this is what God says, but I will not do it. You remember Peter? He lost the opportunity. He missed out of God's plans for his life. He was supposed to be the apostle to the Gentiles. And God started and he said, no, Lord. How can you say no and add Lord? No, Lord. This is Peter. What you're asking me to do, I can't do it because this is Peter. And the Bible says, the vessel of honor was taken back to heaven. He was still saying, Peter, Peter, Peter. If not for God, he could have missed it. And there was this man. After God knocked him down, he looked up and said, Lord, what do you have me do? What do you want me to do? And God said, now you are talking. Because no one can kick against the pricks. But now you're talking. He said, I have touched somebody that will tell you what to do. That's why when he was going through his wahala, wahala means trouble. God already told him what he was going to go through. And he said, none of these things, Acts 24:10, he said, none of these things move me. I am ready to die. Until you get to that road, where you say, Lose. Oh, to Jesus I all. I surrender to your will. The lack of this understanding is one of the reasons why people are missing out of God's will. There are people today, except God helps them, they had missed God's person for marriage many years ago. The reason? Because that was not what they had in mind. They had somebody 6'5", 6-packs, and the person that showed up one pack and 5'4". Said, no. This is not the person. And God is saying, this is the one. No, Lord. And the vessel take it. So it will take the help of God, like God helped Peter. If Ine, Mama Ine, if she was, did I say Mama? If she was walking by sight, she would not marry. They were telling her, you will kill daddy, you will kill daddy. She said, well, this is he. The only thing I had then was fine face. But the face, no defined like before again. It wasn't about fine face. It wasn't about beauty. Because fine face will fade away. Beauty will fade away. It's vain. It is the will of God that we pass the test of time. That will of God could be 5'4". That will of God could be 6'4". That is not it. What is a 6'4" without godliness? I had nothing but God. Every time she looks at me, when I look at her face, she's saying, ah, thank God for Brother John. Sir, if not that his will be done, I could have missed out of this baby. I tell you, everybody was against me. Huh? Yes. Okay, not everybody, most people. The devil told me that I should go and pick. There are many fishes in the ocean. But I knew God's will. His will must be done. For 5 years, almost 5 years, I was waiting for his will. And there was no trace that his will be done. To add salt to injury, we were involved in a motor accident that took her left leg. And everybody said, "Huh? That happened, yeah. He will back out now." The father still carry axe and hang on his neck. O fa ke kori. Say no over his dead body. But here are we today. See what the Lord has done. Let your will be done. See what. Listen to me, church. When you got born again, that experience did not dehumanize you. You still have the ability, the capability to act as a human being. Your body did not get born again. It was your spirit, your soul, your spirit. That means you have the ability to say, no, Lord, not your will, but my will. But yield your will to him. He knows all the bends and all the turns on the way. Every turn, he has positioned some destiny helpers that will move you to the next level. He knows the way because he is the way. He knows the truth because he is the truth. His plans for you, they're not of evil. And that's why he said, listen, in everything, thank me. Thank me. It is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You will rejoice again. I say you will dance again. You will rejoice again. You will dance again. Just keep on confessing and applying the word of God, because the word of God is the will of God. The word of God is the will of God. Do you have pains in your body? Apply the will of God, which is the word of God. Are you trusting God for a life partner? Are you trusting God for children? Are you trusting God for the change of your immigration status? Keep on. Somebody called me and said, Pastor, he sent me a WhatsApp message. He said, Pastor, your boy that was homeless, your boy that was groping, homeless. If you are homeless in America, But he said, your boy that was homeless just closed on a property. Just last week, I got it. God, he has good plans for you. But you know what? Ecclesiastes 3 verse 10. Us again. What did he say? Today is first Sunday. Us again. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 10. But the Lord has showed mercy in Ecclesiastes, right? What did he say? It doesn't matter. They cannot travail. God is the one. Says, I have seen the travail which God has given to the sons of men to exercise in it. To do what? Exercise in it. Paul says that none of these things move me. What challenges you are faced with, you are to use it as an exercise. What do you use that heavy iron to do? Don't you see my muscle? What? Heavy metal. But you are using it as an exercise. That travail. That joblessness. That joblessness. That ache. That pain. Is not meant to bring you down. It's an instrument of exercise. Because it's a matter of time. If you know what me and this woman have been through, but today, here we are. I told you there was a time in Nigeria, not Amen, we were looking for coins. So when you're looking for coins in Nigeria, then poor people will call you poor. we were doing that. It didn't add up. This little boy of ours, our last born, just rolled into the room at the redemption camp. If you are living in camp and you're poor, we're living there. And the boy just entered. You go better. One day you go better. He was speaking broken and singing broken. Little boy, I think he must be 3 or 4. 2. You go better. One day you go better. He was playing and singing, and he sang and went out of the room. My wife and I, we looked at ourselves. Today, I have plenty coins in my car. I have a jar filled up with coins. I don't even, what do you do with them? Keep hope alive. Let his will be done. Baba God has a better plan more than you do. I tell you, he has a good plan. And that's why I say, listen, the plan I have for you, you, Kemisola, he said the plan he has for you, they are not of evil, but of peace and of a sound mind. He said, I should tell you, don't throw in the towel. Many times you wanted to, but he said, don't. Many times you want to go your way, but he has been hitting you back to the right way. Go and ask peace what I've just said. Okay, Naga. Why is this man speaking Igbo today? So, the will of God in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Listen to me, church. It comes a time. Thanking God in everything does not make sense. We lost our first twins, and they told us, be thanking God. It doesn't make sense. But in so doing, you are telling God that I'm not serving you because of what I get from you. I serve you because of who you are. Do what you want to do with me. And everyone that made that statement, they are rejoicing today. Hallelujah, somebody. Because God is going to turn things around for good. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. And concerning this God, delay is not denial. I said delay is not denial. Because he's going to make everything good at his own timing. The will of God and his timing for you is different from his will and timing for me. There were people getting married at age 29, 30, 31. I did not get married until I was 36. Started seeing small gray hair. But when I got married, I caught up and overtook those who had been married before me. I told us, every human being has their own track. The only time you begin to feel sorrowful and sad is when you have left your track. Because let me tell you, when you're on your track, nobody's in front of you. That's why you run your race according to the grace he has given unto you. The only time you will begin to feel sorry is when you are on another person's track and it's in front of you. Maintain your lane. I say, maintain what? Your lane. And it's a matter of time. Overtake, we catch, overtake. Give the Lord a big clap in the name of Jesus. Woo! That's what happened to Abraham and Sarah. That resorted to laughter, Isaac. That's what happened to Anna. That the one that has no children became the mother of 6 children. That's what happened to aging and aged Zacharias and Elizabeth. God kept them because of what he was planning to do. Let him have your way. If he wants to have 7 children, you will have them. But he wants you to have one, you will have that one. But one thing is sure, none shall be barren. Yeah. I said, none shall be barren. Yeah. None will cast their young. None will die young. None will die suddenly. You will fulfill the days and the weeks and the months and the years that he has allotted for you here in the land of the living. His will, let it be done. Listen to what this great man of God said. David, the man after God's own heart. With this we will close. Psalm 66 verse 12. Psalm 66 verse 12 says, thou hast cursed. Listen to this. Thou hast cursed men to ride over our heads. That doesn't sound like God's will. Huh? Madam Lucy? This does not sound like God talking. This is not the act of God. Okay, leave me there. This doesn't sound like God. Thou hast not the devil. Thou have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. No, this does not sound like a Christian talking. But thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. Into a wealthy place. That is your portion. Therefore, thanking God in everything. It may not make sense. You do it because a wealthy place is waiting for you. You want to turn left and God says turn right. You better do it. Why? Because a wealthy place is waiting for you. You are about to throw in the towel to give up because your expectations are not coming true. Don't give it up. Don't throw in the towel because a wealthy place is waiting for you. You want to give an offering and God says, add it. You better do it. Why? Because a wealthy place is waiting for you. I tell you, his will soon become the best thing that you have done in your life. For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Shall walk and not faint. Don't throw in the towel. For your better days and your best days are still ahead of you. Oh yeah, what time in the boom, my hey, reggae. Oh yeah, what time in the boom, my hey. Oh yeah, what time in the boom, my hey. Hey, hey, hey. Oh yeah, oh yeah, what time in the boom, my hey. What time in the. Oh yeah, what time in the boom, my hey. Hey. Hey, hey. Oh yeah, what? Oh yeah, what time in the boom, my hey? Oh yeah, what time in the boom, my hey? Oh yeah, what time in the boom, my hey? Hey, hey, hey. Oh, 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 yes, my choir. Sing. Oh yeah, what time in the boom, my hey. Oh yeah, what time in the boom, my hey. Sing it. Oh yeah, what time in the boom, my hey. Hey, hey, hey. Oh yeah, what time in the boom, my hey. Oh, oh, oh yeah, what time in the boom, my hey. Oh yeah, what time in the boom, my hey. Hey, you sing on. Mama, 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 dịrị gị Chineke ma mma dịrị gị ewo onye ọma si
ma mma dịrị gị
onye nọgoria ma mma dịrị gị ewo onye ọma Ochicho dịrị gị onye na-abịa nsa Ochicho dịrị gị ewo onye ọma Mama ee, mama ee, mama ee onye ọma Ochicho dịrị gị mama ee Ochicho dịrị gị onye ọma With a swag Mama eh Mama eh Mama dirigi The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but his long suffering is us to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. It is not the will of God that any should go to hell. Hell was prepared for Satan and his fallen angels. But for us human beings, it is not his will that any should perish. So what is your dancing and rejoicing when you have not made peace with the way, the truth, and the life? So there's a way that seems right to man, but it ends up with death. God expects us to. God is happy when we are happy. God is happy when we are celebrating. But his will is that you should not go to hell. I tell you, hell, but you should not go to hell from Dallas. Because it is not a joke to end up in hell. But there is a way out, and that way is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. By the way, there's nowhere you go to hell that is good. So there's no way. I'm just trying to tease you now. Jesus Christ said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. So that is the will of God, that all men must come back to him through Jesus. So if you're in the house, you know you have not done that. What an opportunity this first Sunday of the sixth month. Remember, Jesus Christ was born inside Mary in the sixth month. This is the sixth month. Let Jesus be born in you, okay? Let Jesus be born in you. Let him be born in you. Be born again. That's what it means. So if you're in the house, you're watching from your different location, you know Jesus is yet not born in you this sixth month. Join Mary the Virgin and say, in the life of John Igbewoleme, there shall be a performance. If you know you have not given your heart to Jesus, why not pray that prayer? Lord Jesus, I want you to be born in me this sixth month. The way you were born in the womb of Mary and she gave birth to a child called Jesus. Please, I want to be born again. And if you have been born again, pray and say, Lord Jesus, please keep me born again. Because it's your will, regardless of what is going on in my life, I want to remain a child of God. For it is the will of God to thank God in everything. And it is the will of God because it's Jesus. The best decision you can ever make is to say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Let's lift up our hands, everyone. Jesus Christ said, I stand at the door and I knock. If anyone hears and opens, I will enter into him and dwell in him, eat and drink with him. So we're just going to sing, every one of us, please sing this song with all seriousness. Into my heart. Yes, Lord. Come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Dear Father, I commit those that are singing that song as a form of prayer. They are saying, Lord Jesus, in this sixth month, come into their heart. It is your will that they be born again. It is not your will that any should perish. Let your will in the life of these ones be done. Grant them the power to go and sin no more. Grant them the power to proclaim your will. And for those of us who have been born again now for years, for decades, grant us the grace to continue to say, let your will be done. May this be our proclamation. May this be our song. Let your will be done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.